Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train Jared Freed coming to you live from the quarantine cabin on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. We're here every single day. That's right. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Not Saturday. Monday through Friday, we're here with the J Train Podcast. Every single weekday, we are here for you with your quarantine content. And all you got to do is tell a friend. That's all you got to do. Tell a friend. Tag a bitch. Tag someone in the videos I'm posting. I'm posting videos every single day on my Instagram. I want you to tag a friend who's never listened to the show because I get it. You're out there being like, I keep telling my friends and they're like, I'm not a podcast person or I hate funny things. I get it. All you got to do is bring them the cheese and put it in front of them and be like, if you want to eat it, you eat it. If you don't, you don't. That's tagging a bitch. Putting them in my Instagram comment section and then they'll find their way to the link in bio. I trust that. Some of them won't. That's okay too. But we just want to get people involved. We want to churn this motherfucker. So also YouTube. Love the YouTube crew. Keep commenting on YouTube. Just a comment helps. Any time, all this internet stuff works by you massaging, tickling the keys. That's all you got to do, and it costs you nothing, and it does everything for me. So keep sharing the podcast. Keep letting people know. Also, on the YouTube, we did a in memoriam for Wood, the guy with the huge penis. So we have a half hour extra podcast on there that you guys can all go watch, and it has special guests, and it's fun and hilarious, so that's all going on. Otherwise, I am doing a virtual happy hour. Announcement time. I'm doing a virtual happy hour. Tickets are $10. I'm going to have special guests take your questions, invite the whole group chat. We're going to give it a shot. I'm putting a show together, and it's going to be all virtual. This is going to be all fun. We're going to have a craft cocktail. We're going to have guests. We're going to answer emails. We're going to do dating app profile makeovers. So I think we're calling it, I had the name. The name is like, we called it like At the Beach with J Train or something dumb like that. Listen, I'm sure by now it's all over my socials. Get your friends involved. Get a ticket. Come on in. You got nothing to do. Thursday night. Let's get a little drunk. Very excited about today's guest. Very excited. An OKP of the show. It's been way too long. Original key player. Been too long. Happy to have her back. Kay Brown, thank you for coming on.
What's going on? I'm super excited to be, well, here, but...
You're here. You're here. This is okay. This is here for now.
Yeah.
All of you know Kay. She's hilarious and awesome, and she puts out the best stuff. Like, I love watching everything you put out there because it's always well done. It's
always.
Always. It's always done right and well done. It's not like a... You know, you didn't like, you know, kind of figure out TikTok. You're like, I know fucking TikTok. So like, all of you need to go follow Kay at Kay York City, at Kay York City. And she, you know, we're from Betches. If you don't already, get involved. What have you been up to? How are you? Tell us. It's only natural to start these podcasts with a guest by asking them what their quarantine life is like. Where are you? What are you doing? How's your days?
Okay. So my quarantine life, which I told you about this before, but I started my quarantine with a breakup, which was
so this
thrilling.
So I know your ex, but I know him through you. So I feel somewhat comfortable, you know, kind of walking through this. I'm sure,
yeah.
Like, if we want to start there, I definitely want to ask you about the breakup because I think,
sure.
You know, obviously that sucks. I'm sorry. But I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who have dealt with this in similar ways. And that's why we got to talk about it. Maybe your experience can help other people. People always say like, oh, what the fuck do you know, Jared? I don't know anything. I'm just happy that people can come here to commiserate and hear emails that represent their problems. So I think, you know, someone just speaking about it would be helpful. How are you feeling?
It was literally day one of the quarantine. And so like I had to, it was over FaceTime and then I had to go back to work as if like nothing happened, like making jokes.
Oh, so, my God.
Yeah, that was wild. So, I mean, at first, and honestly, the first week was a little, maybe the first 2 weeks.
Is it daunting? Are you looking at it being like, man, I'm stuck in the house now and it's just me? Like, what yeah. are your first thoughts? Like, so before we get to this, I want to make sure we get all, everyone go follow Kay on Instagram at Kay York City. And then you're also doing some stuff with Betches. And I, this story will lead us into one of the things, but you're doing a lot of great stuff with Betches. What is the, you guys are doing a lot of charity work, which is great.
Yeah. So, we have started doing, like, obviously everybody's doing Instagram lives and everything, but we decided to, you know, use our reach with keeping distance. So we started, a charity called the Good Influence Fund, and it's mm-hmm. for Corona relief. And we're raising money for 4 different organizations, and all the money that we raise goes divided equally into those 4 different organizations. We've raised over $50,000 so awesome. Far. And we had an Instathon live where we talked to a bunch of, you know, celebrity guests and raising money that way. But we're also starting a virtual dating show.
This is what we want to get to. So, right. But listen, the reason I love that you guys are the way you're doing the charity stuff is because right now so many people are there are a lot of people in need, but there's also a lot of people that are looking to help. So it's hard to know who can be trusted and what organizations are best to put your extra dollars, your helping dollars towards. So the nice thing about what Betches is doing is they've vetted 4 organizations that they know are related to Betches and related to the audience that loves their brand. So I think that's great. If anyone has the ability to help, go for it. I'm sure. Is it in your, you have links yes. up and all that stuff?
You can go to betches.co/donate. That's all. Okay. Betches.co/donate. And all of your money will go straight to these 4 organizations. And yes, we have vetted all of them. So you don't have to do any of the research yourself, which is great.
Always the best. So now, day one of the quarantine, you're going to break it. I if you don't mind,
I think
this is a helpful conversation to have, to hear from you, because I would, you know, you're a confident, beautiful girl that a lot of people like, you know, woman that people like look up to, I'm sure, and see you. You're a public person. So they saw your relationship. They saw, you know, the pictures of you guys hugging and might think like, you know, was it a shock to you? Did you see it coming?
No, I didn't really. To be honest, I did not see it coming at all, which really threw me. I feel like I'm pretty good with like intuition and feeling like, oh, like, shit's getting weird. Like something's about to happen. But
he's pulling back.
Yeah. I did not see it coming.
But you guys were long distance too.
Yeah, we were long distance too, which also has been really weird with the breakup, because then I don't have that support system, not only with me, but now I don't even have him to like talk to, which we usually were doing. So that was a lot, but I've gotten so many people that have reached out to me and they're like, hey, I went through a breakup as well over quarantine. And like, do you have any advice? I mean, so many people have reached out about that. And
yeah,
that
because I've gotten a ton of those emails, and like, I can only give like the, first of all, you have to like, I think the worst when someone, you have a breakup is when no one acknowledges that it sucks. Like it sucks, you know,
it
one
sucks.
Less. Yeah. So like, that's okay. I think it's okay to sit in the suck. You said for 2 weeks, what were those 2 weeks like?
Yeah. The 2 weeks were really rough. Like I was like having trouble sleeping. And I think a lot of people were having trouble sleeping as it was, just because like I was doing about 100 steps a day. Mm-hmm. I wasn't active at all. So I was struggling to sleep, but then, you know, going to bed and like, you're thinking about all of these different things, like, what did I do wrong? Like, at what point did this like start? Like, what was the breaking point for him? You know, answering all these questions that you can't answer yourself, you know.
And you know the worst breakups are the ones where he can't answer those questions.
Yeah.
Like I know, like as a guy who's ended relationships and also been dumped myself, but I've been on both sides of those aisles. I have been asked, like, when did you know? And it's like, that's a really tough question to answer. There's no,
Yeah.
There's usually no moment. Like, did you try and get those answers?
Well, we met. This was literally like we spoke on the phone and like we tried to get. I was going to ask him all of these questions, but then I thought to myself, like, why am I hurting my own feelings? What does it really matter at this point? Because, I mean, we're broken up. So why am I going to hurt my own feelings and get these questions answered that probably aren't even like real answers anyways?
And also, who is he to tell you? Like, you said a sentence that I hear a lot in this show. It's like, what did I do wrong? You didn't do anything wrong. You were just you, and that's okay. Like, you know, like, and who is he to say what's right or wrong? Like, just because you dated them doesn't mean they're the arbiter of who is right and wrong in a relationship.
Exactly. Yeah. So, that was pretty, like, the first couple weeks were pretty rough, but then I sort of had this, mindset, and like to the people that have been reaching out, this is what I've been telling them. So hopefully it's not like shit advice, but I've been thinking, like, you know, when you go through a breakup, usually in like normal circumstances, the initial thought is to like, I'm going to go out, I'm going to black out, I'm going to like hook up with whoever, you know, numbing yourself from all of those different feelings that you
sure
don't want to have to feel.
You're pushing it, you know, it's like taking your feelings and being like, I'll take care of them down the line. You're procrastinating on living in the feelings.
Exactly. So I think that being in this sort of isolation, especially like I've been alone for the past like month and a half. So yeah. I think being alone and like forcing yourself to feel all of these things and like be really fucking upset and like cry and be angry and go through all of that without having, you know, the instant I'm going to get hammered. I mean, I have been like, sure. I'm going to go out and like meet guys and this and that and really sort of shield that, those feelings. I think when I come out of this, ideally, I will be way more ahead than I actually would have been. I would have like cut the healing process in half.
Yeah, because you're forced to look in the mirror, to talk about it, to evolve what went wrong, what could I have done better? What could, you know, not even what could you have done better in the relationship. I did this a lot where a relationship would end and I would go, okay, where did I go wrong to not see in myself the moments where I could have been better, could have been a better boyfriend, or could have stopped this from getting more serious when I didn't want it to get serious in the first place. That was my thing where I was like, man, why am I going down this road, you know, with a lot of my relationships, why am I going down this road that gets to a place where one person is more serious than the other? And it's like, how do I stop that from happening? Well, how do I, you know, so... I think it's what you're saying is good. I think a lot of people, like, you have to look at the positive because there's no other way. Like, you're in an apartment. How do we like work through this? And then, you know, you'll get out and you'll be out there.
Exactly. I mean, to be so honest, I already feel, I mean, that's so great. Much better. And I also think the distance has helped. I mean, just because he's not here anyways, it's not like he's in the city and on the street, whatever.
Have you unsubscribed on social media? How is the social media?
Yeah,
been?
I am not following him on anything. We're friends on Facebook, but like who gets on Facebook?
Fine. Yeah, of course.
But I'm not following him. I know he's still following me. but
the small wins in life.
Yeah, the small wins. But I think that's better. I actually don't even find myself checking his account really. Just because, I mean, I also, to be honest, this is my first real relationship as like in the social media realm, because my last boyfriend that I had, it was before I started working at Betches. Like I didn't have any followers. I wasn't really like, I wasn't in this at all. And so this is the first like breakup and sort of like, I'm getting DMs from people being like, what happened? I thought you were with blah, 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 like commenting on my stuff.
And then they have some idea of your relationship that it's not even the real thing. You know, what's interesting, I think, about breakups in this time is that you kind of have to have a press conference. Like, you, like, even someone with no following, and you have a following, you have people that follow you and like what you do. So, like, did you feel the need to, like, let those people know? Or did you have to, like, how, like, I keep thinking, like, if Jess and I broke up, Which I have no plan on doing or have no thought of doing, but I do think, like, man, I would have to undo a lot, you know, like, I'd have to have some, like, why are you moving? Like, because, and it's not to say anyone gives a shit about my life, but I've put my life out there. So it's like, you know, so much of this social media stuff is about being transparent, being honest. Like, that's why when we see someone who's not necessarily honest, people attack them because they feel like, oh man, I was involved in the show from the beginning, and then to hear the show was just a dream. Like, oh, the show was just a show. This sounds self-important, but it isn't. Like, you're just like, okay, I can't be like, oh, I like this coffee this morning. Well, I had, like, a month ago, I was living with my girlfriend, and now I'm not, you know?
Right. Yeah. No, I talked about it on my podcast. So I have a podcast called The Bachelor, which you've been on.
Yes,
before.
Of course. Everyone go listen to The Bachelor. I love The Bachelor.
Yes. So I talked about it on my podcast, like, the week after it happened, just because those people were very invested. I made jokes about, like, you know, my boyfriend and this and that. Like, it was like a running gag. So I brought it up on that, but I kept it pretty lighthearted, just being like, yeah, Matt and I broke up. Yeah, this really sucks, but you know, maybe for The Bachelor now, you know, making like light of it. I don't want to drag like drama into it, but I did need to let them know. But I would get, like, even now, I'm still getting a bunch of comments from people. And
what are the comments? I don't understand.
Like, well, some comments are like, wait, did you and Matt break up? I thought you had a boyfriend. Or it was like, one of them was, man, I was really rooting for you guys. And I'm thinking, I'm like, yeah, you know what, me too. But...
Well, it's so interesting because it's like, you know, nobody knows what their neighbor's relationship's like. Nobody knows what, even if you say, nobody knows what any, all of us are looking on Instagram being like, well, they look like they're happy. And it's like, you have no idea. You have no idea what's going on or who's going on or what the issues in the relationship is. And it's been said 1,000 times, but like, Instagram is like one shot of your happiest moment. And it's like, I do try to put like I do try to joke around about the things that become fights in my relationship because I want to be honest and I think that's funny. Like, I think that's like, you know, cathartic. But it does, you know, like, I know I'll make a joke about, like, you know, like, I know that something will happen and then Jess will look at me and go, you're going to tweet about this, aren't you? And I'm like, yeah, I have to. This is ridiculous.
Yep, on my way.
like she, I peed on the seat. And then she goes, what are you doing? And looks in the bathroom. And I go, what? And she goes, you all over the seat. Don't you know to, like, and I go, I'm sorry. I walk in, I take a tissue, I wipe it up. And then I go, all right, you're on your way. Have fun, champ. And then I walked out and she's like, angry. She's like, this is ridiculous. And I'm like, on my phone, like, tweet, 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 you know, like, thinking that it's like the funniest thing in the world. And she's like, that's fucked up. Like, no, I don't need people to know that. Like, because she's a normal person who doesn't want people to know that. Like, and so, you know, most normal people don't want you to know, like, oh, my life involves pee on the seat. You know? Like,
you know what? Sometimes I pee on the seat and that's the fucking tea, you know?
That's it.
And that's it. No, I would talk about him more on the podcast. I'd post about him on my Instagram, but it wasn't over the top because, I mean, we weren't in the same place. I would post, you know, I would post pictures of mostly of me. And then, like, with my friends, I have a lot of guy friends that I would post pictures with. And then obviously I would put up ones of Matt and I every once in a while, but we weren't in the same place and I wasn't going to, like, you know, collect an album of all these pictures just so I can upload them at any point in time. Yeah. And, I mean, I get how, I get why people wanted to know and I get why they feel confused or they're like you haven't given all of the information to them. Like, one girl was like, you should post, somebody said something like, you should have made an announcement about this. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if that's necessary.
It's
like, I'm not some A-list celebrity that's like,
please respect our privacy. Yeah. Like, I, it's a weird thing. I do understand why they would say that. But I do understand where you're like, that's ridiculous. I understand both. It's a weird new issue that we all have to figure out because even if you have 500 followers, there is the thought of like, Well, you feel embarrassed. You're like, I posted all this stuff of us together. I look like such a fraud. And it's like, no, right. It isn't. You're not a fraud. You're not a fraud for having lived and loved. Like, that's a great, beautiful thing. So now you're trying to get back out there. Tell people the way you're getting back out there.
So I started out very, I got on a dating app. I downloaded a dating app. That was honestly my first fucking thought was like, oh my God, I have to start dating again.
It's so funny.
Hit me like
the female, a breakup happens and a guy's like, and his friends are like, Tinder, Bumble, it's all happening. You're back out there. You get the apps. It's going to be fun. A girl ends a relationship. It's like, oh my God. And now I have to fucking receive 1,000 penises and deal with the fucking assholes and try to break through the machismo and the bullshit to actually get on a date, then have to date a guy for 3 weeks and then realize that guy who doesn't even want to be serious after 3 weeks. So now he has to tell you that he thought you were going to be serious.
Right.
And it's like, now you have to go through the whole nightmare again.
Yeah. That was my first initial thought was like, fuck, like shaking as I'm downloading this app, writing in my profile. I'm like, I don't know, what do I like to do in my spare time?
It feels like bullshit because you've gone to the beginning of the video game. You're like, I've done these levels before.
Yeah, like I know this. I've been in New York for 8 years. Like, I've been on every app. I've dated every guy. Like, now what?
Well, it is funny that like a guy wouldn't think that way. A guy gets out of a relationship is like, I only dated 4 women in this city. I can't wait to meet the rest of them. And like a woman gets out of a relationship, she's like, I've dated every one of these idiots.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah. And so the best part is that like when I was on like the dating apps and I'm looking at them, I've seen guys that like I'm running into guys that I've matched with years like before this relationship. And
they're
I'm like,
still there.
What?
You're back at the party and like, the guests haven't changed. Yeah, that happens. I remember getting out of relationships and being like, I guess I'll download this. And then you see you're like, you're still here. You know,
same
like,
photos. Yeah. Same photos, everything. And then, of course, you match because you're like, oh, my God, you look familiar. And I'm like, OK,
welcome back.
Yeah. So I started that. And then the co-founder of Betches, Sammy, she texts me one night at like 9 p.m. She goes, are you awake? I have an idea. So she called me and she was like, what if we do like sort of like a virtual dating, like online dating show, sort of like The Bachelor, because The Bachelor's not, we don't know when The Bachelor's coming back.
Sure.
RIP. She was like, what if we did something like that where it's like we get guys to submit and, you know, we could do it on Zoom. And so we brainstormed a bunch of ideas. And so we came up with the show called The Feeling is Virtual.
Okay.
And what we're doing right now is we are casting 12 guys from, we started in the tri-state area and then we're like, fuck it, let's open it up to nationwide.
So you're involved in the casting.
Well, I am involved in the casting, but only sort of like to say, this is how we're doing it. I am not picking any of the guys.
Okay. So how many,
have you got? I am the bachelorette.
I know you're the bachelorette. So how is it going to work? You're going to get 12 men.
Okay, so it starts off, we're releasing actually our first episode this coming week on the 29th, I believe. And it'll give you like all of the details on it. But it's me and then Fat Carrie Bradshaw, who's going to be our host as Crystal Harrison.
Okay.
And we will start off with a Zoom call of the 12 guys that we end up picking. And Crystal Harrison will, you know, navigate this date and like ask them questions, have them ask me questions, you know, sort of like coach our way through this whole thing. It'll be recorded and then we'll put it up. Everything will go up on IGTV.
So we're going to watch you date the 12 guys.
Yes.
And they're all going to be on this virtual call.
So yeah, it'll be on Zoom and that's what the group date will be. And at the end of the first group date, I will ask 2 guys to leave the chat. Mm-hmm. And then I will pick one guy that I like the most from that group date. And we will have a one-on-one on Instagram Live the next day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And then.
And then so on and so forth.
And so on and so forth.
And then once we get to like quote unquote hometowns. We're going, I'm going to have three guys and they're going to meet my parents via Zoom one at a time.
Okay.
And then I know. And so, and then the win, once we get down to the final two, the way that we're going to announce the winner is I'm going to go live and they'll both request to go live with me, and whoever I choose to go live with me will be revealed.
I love it. So we'll be following along. It's called The Feeling is Virtual. It's going to be all on Betches. I'm starting on the 29th, you said?
Yeah, starting on the 29th is the first episode, but you can still submit for casting.
Oh, we still haven't figured out the guys.
No, the guys have not been picked yet. The first episode with all of the guys will be on May 1st. That will be aired. Or no, May 1st, is when the contest starts. So you have until, I think, the 29th to apply. So next, I don't know what the 29th is. But
so dudes out there, if you're looking to, you know, this is your way to cast.
Yes. Betches.com/casting and you fill out the application.
I feel like I'm watching the commercial. It's like, if you'd like to be a part of The Bachelor.
If you are someone you know.
Yeah, you are someone you know. So if you are someone you know is out there, Kay is waiting for you. So
I'm
pumped for you. I'm happy you're back out there and you're happy and you're drinking White Claws and life is good again.
I know.
We are sponsored, people. The J Train podcast is brought to you by Brooklinen. Bringing comfort into your home is the ultimate form of self-care, and now more than ever, it's important to take care of yourself and each other. You spend a third of your life in your sheets. Why not make it insanely comfy? Brooklinen puts comfort first with bedding, towels, shower curtains, bath mats, and even loungewear that makes you feel like you've never left bed. These days, it's never been harder or more important to get a good night's sleep. Brooklinen will help you create a bedroom oasis that's perfect place to escape. And starting Wednesday, April 29th, Brooklinen is offering their biggest sale yet. The birthday sale will have everything from bedding to towels to loungewear on sale at savings you can't sleep on. I am a huge Brooklinen fan. My whole bedroom, I just moved to a new apartment. The whole bedroom is all Brooklinen. What I will say to you right now, we're seeing the importance of our homes and how living in them and, now you're stashed away. It's just not the time to have okay sheets. You want to have the best because, listen, you're quarantined. You're stowed away. You might as well make the situation as good as it could possibly be, and that's why I'm so happy with my Brooklinen sheets. And what you do is you get them, you throw them in the wash, and you make your bed, and it's like getting into a spa. It's really a nice moment. So I would tell you, if you like softness, comfort, essentials to keep you relaxed, Brooklinen has it all. Brooklinen.com is the perfect place to find all the comforts of home, and they're so confident in the product that all their sheets, comforters, loungewear, and towel come with a lifetime warranty. The birthday sale kicks off April 29th, and if you don't want to miss it. Get their biggest savings of the year on sheets, bedding, towel, loungewear, and their newest hammam and linen collections. I guess it wouldn't be a linen connection. I'm not connect. It's a linen collection. And if you can't wait, you can get 10% off your first order and free shipping on all the new sheet right now when you use promo code JTRAIN. Only at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Brooklinen and everything you need to live your most comfortable life. Let's do some emails. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Send them in. We're getting so many emails. He's going to say, I love you, but our relationship issues are paused, non-existent.
Yeah.
Feather, I'll get straight to it. I've been seeing a guy for 7 months and it's been great. I love being around him. He's a fantastic guy. He's going to say, I love you, and I can feel it. He keeps saying, I really like you, or I more than like you. And I'm panicking because we have had one consistent issue that quarantine has paused. He doesn't have a job. He originally didn't look for another job because he was enjoying time off, she puts in quotes. But then I told him I needed to be with someone who was going to have a career and be able able to pull their weight in the relationship in the future. I'm ambitious and always look for my next move career-wise. He never seemed to be looking that hard, but he had an interview scheduled before this started and the position got postponed for quarantine. I need to see his career dedication before I can trust him to be ambitious and an equal financially and career an equal financially and career-wise. I've been bit by lack of ambition in the past partners. Is it dumb that I'm so stuck on his lack of job? I do love him, but I know the job thing is a potential deal breaker, so I have the reservation in the relationship. Is it bad to tell someone you love them when the reservation is still there? Or if you love them, say it. It feels like a promise when it's said in a relationship, and that's what's scaring me. Sincerely, I can't support him on my salary. What do you think?
I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
The whole like career thing, it's just so hard right now because I know there's like a lot of people that aren't, you know, able to work this and mm-hmm. that. But I mean, I also want somebody that is going to be, you know, actually going out, getting their resume, getting their shit together and working.
It's not even about this email can get bogged down. This question gets bogged down in dollar amounts. Which yeah. This is not about at all. This is about pursuit. Everyone wants to be with someone, or you and I yeah. seem to agree, but I would think, to me, I'm not going to speak for everyone who listens to the show, but passion and pursuit and ambition is an attractive
yeah.
drive. That's an attractive thing that I think a lot of us want in a partner, or let me say it better. That is a part of the pie chart of what you're allowed to judge someone on.
Yeah.
Like this comes up a lot with like, should a guy pay for dinner? I'm not going to tell a guy he should or shouldn't pay for dinner. I'm also not going to tell you whether that should be attractive or unattractive to you. So this right. is in that camp. The same goes with ambition. I'm with her. I wouldn't, and to me, and what the quarantine has done, it's interesting. When weed start to get legalized, all these like potheads became scientists. And then when the quarantine, right? And then when the quarantine happened, the jobless became just like all of us. Like no yeah. one's, you know, like, and I've gotten kind of fed up. I posted a rant the other day about people who say stay the fuck home, who didn't have a job to begin with. Like, yeah, easy for fucking you to say.
Right. You know? I know.
So why don't you go talk to someone who knows your past and those people are afraid to do that, because now in this new quarantine land, everyone's jobless. No. Some of us are busting our asses every day. The problem. I would have if I'm her is she's not really admitting that it's unattractive to her that he's doesn't have the ambition that she'd like.
Yeah, she hasn't told him, right? Or she hasn't like mentioned it, or she's just thinking it and like hoping it happens.
She said, I told him I needed to be with someone who is going to have a career and be able to pull their weight in the relationship in the future. And he never seemed to be looking hard, but he had an interview scheduled. So I think she's let it be known, but like now yeah. with the quarantine, here's the thing. Like everyone should be a little worried about their work right now. Like there shouldn't be there's very few people on earth. Like this is going to be,
this affects like, everyone.
Affects everyone. The tentacles are reaching out. So, you know, like to me, like I'm putting out more stuff every day, more stuff on the internet every day that I wasn't doing before, because in my mind, I'm like, I got to get ready to like, I got to extend the audience. I got to make the audience bigger so that I can, you know, be able to go tour when things come back, you know?
Exactly.
So it's like all of us are pivoting. If someone isn't pivoting, I think it's okay to be like, this is unattractive to me. Like, he should be doing something right now, shouldn't he?
Yeah, and I mean, everybody is having to, you know, refocus their energy and figure out a different way. So it's like, okay, maybe, you know, the quarantine happened and you're not able to apply for that job, or that job is like being put on hold. It's like, okay, well, what can you do to, you know, adjust everything? If we're able to do like TV shows from people's homes, like SNL, from like a million different locations, and like full concerts and this and that. He should be able to figure out, you know, something to get himself ahead. So when the quarantine is over and when things start to, you know, try to go back to normal, he's ready. Or
do you think it's okay to say I love you to someone where you have one like big red flag that's still inside of you? Because she does say at the end of this email, she's like, I love him, but is it bad to tell someone you love them when the reservation is still there? I think, like,
I don't think it's bad.
I don't think it's bad either. She's claiming that I love you is a promise. I don't think I love you is a promise. I think you can say I love you to someone. Like, I think in any relationship, you can love and lost. Like, that's, you know, that's okay. I think saying I love you doesn't mean, well, that means we're getting married. If that was the case, then, you know, everyone
we've
married. Where's
my husband?
Yeah, where's your husband?
Like, where's he?
Kay wouldn't be sitting here alone in quarantine. So I think it's okay to say I love you. I think it's also okay to like say I love you at the same time as working on your relationship.
Yeah.
Saying to him, hey, like just because you say I love you doesn't mean you can't say, hey, are you still looking for jobs? Like, do you care enough to look for jobs? Do you care enough to have a career so that we can move on in the relationship? Some people will not do the career stuff so that they don't have to grow up otherwise. It becomes their excuse. So that could be true too. You could still love that person and say, hey, I love you, but I need to find a better match for me.
Yeah. I don't think she should like reach out and be like, hey, like, how can I help you, you know, get, you know, find something to, I'm very much a person that's like, okay, you're struggling with this. Like, how can I help? Like, what can we do to make this easier for you? Or like, can I help you come up with some ideas? Or, you know, giving him that sort of, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how a guy would take that. Like, I don't know if it's sort of like, emasculating if a girl was like, let me help you figure out your life.
I think it's not emasculating. I think you offer the help, but you don't push the help. I think that's like a big part of it. Like, I don't think like if someone said to me like, hey, I have the situation with Jess. Well, Jess would be like, well, like if I'm like, oh, I feel so fat, I just want to, and she'll be like, well, let's go have vegetables and we'll make sure to no more cookies in the house. And I'll go, that's not what I want you to say. I want you to say, no, you look great.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't come to you for fucking health tips. I wanted you to say, nah, we'll get at it tomorrow. We'll be fine. Like and that takes, you know, time and that takes arguments and that, but it's two people. No one's ever going to be on the same page right away.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Yeah. I mean, I think it's just one of those things where it's like, he needs to figure out what he's going to do to better himself during all of this. And if she wants to, then offer it. But if not, then I don't know what to say.
We are sponsor people. The J Train Podcast is brought to you by Scentbird. A great scent is like a great accessory. It can bring a whole look together. Fragrances create lasting impressions because smell is so linked with memory. If you want to make a lasting impression, use Scentbird to discover your signature scent. I had Scentbird send Jess a few different scents, and she loves it. Every day, she smells delicious. Does that sound creepy to tell a woman she smells delicious? Not if you've moved into a home together. I'll tell you right now, I love what Scentbird is doing because they saw a problem. They were like, oh my God, the fragrance industry is out of control. You have to buy one scent and it's going to last you the rest of your life. Or then you have to go buy another one and you're paying for, you know, Johnny Depp to wear extra scarves in a commercial. So what Scentbird did is they took all these scents and they were like, listen, take what you don't sell. We'll put them in 30-day cartridges and we'll sell them at a better price for a different type of audience. One that doesn't care about what it looks like on the shelf and one that wants to spread themselves around. Scentbird is great because it lets you discover new fragrances without buying an entire bottle. 600 luxury brands, Versace, Gucci, Tom Ford, Kenneth Cole, Burberry, and Prada. Scentbird keeps those compliments coming month after month. You get a 30-day supply in a travel-friendly, refillable case. Plus, they have products from other categories, skincare, wellness, and makeup. They carry brands such as Kopari, Glamgo, Glow Recipe, Tarte, and more. Oh, it's Tarte? Why don't they just spell it Tarte? I know you're, you know, it's beauty, so they got to make it sound high-end, but okay. Listen, all of this is to say that you can get the right amount of fragrance or skincare or makeup that isn't going to break your wallet, and you can have the right amount. We have an exclusive offer for JTrain listeners. Get 30% off your first month today. That's only $10 for your first fragrance. Go to scentbird.com/JTrain. Use my promo code JTrain for 30% off your first fragrance. Again, that's scentbird.com/JTrain to sign up. Use my promo code JTrain to try your first perfume or cologne for just $10. Sign on. Smell amazing. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Kay Brown at K York City. Go follow. Go follow. She's got an amazing. I'm so excited for this dating adventure.
The feeling is virtual.
The most dramatic Instagram live yet.
Yeah.
Losing good connections because of COVID. Will I miss out on more good dudes if I keep being too chill? You ready?
Yeah, ready.
Long time listener and big fan. Hi, Shelby and guest. I can't believe I'm writing in at this time because up until last Saturday, I was one of those people who was killing it during COVID. I am still making money through side hustles. I'm healthy and I have been conversing here and there with dudes. Last January, I met a guy on Tinder and we hit it off. We weren't able to go on a date until February due to work and international travels. Ah, the good old days of flying. Our date was awesome, best of the year, and we talked afterwards and agreed we should continue to get to know each other. Our convos were taken over by talk of masks and quarantining, and he stressed how serious this was. My schedule has been happily stacked with work and helping people with groceries, donating, and other new hobbies. I did continue to match and talk with other dudes online, but I always had the thought, I can't wait for me and this guy to go on another date when the quarantine is lifted. Our text chats were super brief and just mental checkups. He tried calling me on March 27th. I was in crazy town, you know, grocery store where everyone was losing their minds. And so we phone tagged and never got to chat. On the Gram story feed, he responded with emojis 2 to 3 times. I posted a visual of myself, birthday donations request, donating blood. So there's always a tap or some sort of reach out. Throughout this time, I had wanted to chat with him more, but figured he was losing his shit because he's self-employed and both his companies are not happening at the moment. I just thought that was happening. Okay. Our last correspondence was last Monday, where he responded to a photo of him of food from our date. He commented and ended with, I miss you too, G, which I took as he missed my company and banter, not declaration of love or anything crazy. Saturday comes and he posts 3 photos, and one is of him with a girl, both wearing masks on a beach. Second photo of her with flowers, different outfit, and then a photo of her nails. I asked him if he was seeing someone. He responded, yes, it just began. I thought, wait, I thought we were talking. You weren't self-quarantining? Oh, she mentions she's Korean like him. I don't know if that matters. I get it. And my ego hurt because I was expected him to be there after this to go on another date. I wasn't mad at him. I think he's a great dude. And unfortunately, due to COVID or just they maybe had a better connection, it didn't work out for me. So I sent him a note saying, I'm sad you're dating someone else. I wish you the best of luck. Take care. He said we should be good friends. And then I deleted them off my socials because I don't need to see their love grow during COVID, especially since I've been in such a good headspace. After reading this, do you think I should be more proactive with guys I'm talking to during quarantine? Should I be going on 6 feet apart dates? I was trying to be chill, but I also don't want to miss out on another good connection because of COVID. Also, this guy kept asking my age and saying he didn't care and I would deflect. A new guy asked me my age as soon as we went to phone text. What would a new good answer be without revealing my age? I'd rather date a guy on a date with me, see if there's a connection, and then tell him on my second or third, my eggs are fine. I test them. I'm 41. Here's my photo. Do I really need to reveal? If Shelby has time, he can. All right. So what do you think of this email? She looks great. I'm looking at her picture.
Yeah.
She actually. So do you have any thoughts on this?
Well, I mean, with the whole, I've also been like, you know, matching with guys on dating apps and this and that throughout quarantine. And it's really hard to keep it going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like you can only do so much when you haven't met in person. So you don't really have that initial, you know, real connection or whatever. But you said they met before.
They met before. It took until February to go on a date, and then she was doing great with her whole quarantine, thinking that like they were going to get back together afterwards, right. And they're checking in on each other. And then all of a sudden, he does a big Instagram post of him with the girl and all this stuff. I have a few things. The first is about the age. You should reveal your age. I don't think that's a problem. I think saying, yeah, I'm 40... It sounds better to me. I would much rather say, how old are you? And you go, oh, I'm 41. And I'll go, oh, okay, cool. Then to have, then for me to say, how old are you? And you go, I don't really reveal that. Then I'd be like, oh, this is a real issue for her.
Yeah, then it gets weird. And like you feel like, so when it is revealed that you're 41, it feels like it's a bigger deal than it actually is.
Well, everyone has baggage. And some baggage is very light, like your age. It's not that big a deal. Some baggage is, I got 3 kids. Okay, that's a little bit heavier. Some baggage is, oh, I have a debilitating addiction. You know, and that's a little, but here's the thing. Everyone has that baggage. It's always better to, if I asked you, hey, are you holding 2 pieces of luggage? And you were like, I don't have any luggage. I'd be like, oh, you're a crazy person.
Right.
But if you look at someone and go, hey, what's in your luggage? And you go, oh, it's a little age and it's a little kid. And, you know, sometimes I had to stop drinking. Then you go, oh, okay, this person has a handle on it. This person has a handle on reality.
Yeah, and knows and is like not afraid to talk about it and is open about it. I would like that way more.
And I understand she's afraid that someone hears, oh, you're 41, and then goes and then backs away or makes assumptions. And it's like, you can't drive other people's buses. You can't do that. And the more you try to do it, the more you're going to be disappointed later down the road. That's why, you know, if I went on a date with a girl and I still know her age, yeah, I'm going to go meet the person who's being vulnerable and, you know, and texting with me like a normal person that will reveal their age. So I like the one thing that she does that I think is a issue is blaming this loss on COVID. This is, you guys didn't stop dating because of COVID. This guy didn't meet someone else because of the quarantine. You and him are not the match. He felt a match with someone else. I think what he did wrong, the asshole move that he did was more that he would just act like you two, like, I think it's okay to be like, are you seeing other people? I would never assume that after one date, someone is just seeing me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no.
Or waiting to come back to me.
I hope they don't assume that after one date, I am only seeing them.
Yeah. And I think it's okay, like, to even say, like, she says about being chill. Like, it's totally normal to go, hey, I'm feeling, like, I think the one thing that seems counterintuitive that she didn't do but she should have done, if I'm looking back, is to say, hey, I'm enjoying that first date was so much fun that I've kind of put dating on the side for now. I want to make sure that you're on the same page. And if you're not, I totally get that because I'm probably getting ahead of myself, but I'd rather know than not.
Yeah.
And that's a difficult conversation, but at least he says to you, well, I'm going on dates still. I'm not self-quarantining. Like, it seems like he was like blissfully naive. You know, like he was like,
for sure,
you know, like I don't fault her for being had by this situation, but I do, you know, she could have said more.
And you can't really, like you said before, like you can't blame it on COVID or like, you know, all of this stuff. Like he met somebody else. You guys aren't a match and that's fine. And one of the things that I know you and I have talked about this before, but like if a guy is into you, like this won't, COVID won't stop it.
No,
like
no,
he's
no,
gonna
no.
he's gonna continue like talking to you, continue pursuing you, and like coming up with different ideas. Maybe you guys can't see each other, but maybe you can FaceTime more, or this or that, or like, you know, do stuff like that to continue the relationship, to grow it, even though you're in this sort of situation. So I mean, yes, he was saying all these like weird things like I miss you too or whatever, which was kind of a dick move. But I think it's just more of like he just wasn't into it as much as we thought. And
yeah, and it's also like to blame chillness. Like I think like if you know, nobody's chill. Nobody is chill. Like the idea, like
I don't have a chill bone in my body.
No, like not, and none of us do. And it's just to like fake like you were like you could say like, hey, I just want to make sure we're on the same. I think, you know, the answer to this is more vulnerability. Being afraid to lose what you don't have is really losing you, you know, maybe getting more depthy with these people. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with KYorkCity. @KYorkCity. Hi, Jared. This one's called Matched with a Friend. Your podcast is one of the only things that makes me laugh these days, and I've told so many friends to tune in every day. Feather, feather. Quick question. I just matched with a guy on Hinge who I'm friends with and have a crush on. He liked me first, and I matched with him. We've always had a bit of a flirtation, so I don't think it was just a courtesy swipe. What's the best way to start conversation officially acknowledging we're both into each other, especially since we can't really act on it right now? We currently text to check in about once a week, but want to build this momentum as much as possible in the quarantine. What do you think of matching with a friend? I love the idea of a courtesy swipe. Do you do that? When you see a friend on there, what do you do?
Okay, first of all, it depends on the friend.
Okay.
Because I know, like, if it's a good friend, I'm like, oh, LOL, like, I'm going to match with him. Like, okay, so you and I mean, this was, like, years and years and years ago, but I knew who you were. Like, you had already worked with Betches. I, like, had just started, and we were getting ready to do that brunch or whatever. But I knew who you were, and I was like, oh, well, I'm going to match with him, and I want to, like, you know, say hi and that sort of a thing, which is, like, I thought it was more fun, but there are like times when I've seen friends in there. I'm like, oh yeah, I kind of think he's hot. I'm going to match with him, but you don't really know how to go about the situation.
Yeah.
But I mean, you might as well just dive in and start flirting, especially if you keep it on the app. I think if you're keeping it on the app, maybe that's better.
No, go explain that. I like that.
I don't know, like, because it seems like, because text messages, you can be, you know, you text your mom, you text your dad, you text your friends, you text your boss. But keeping it on the app sort of has this vibe of like, okay, we're like, this is a flirting environment. Like, we're both here to find somebody. So if we're talking on this app instead of talking, you know, via text message, it kind of, to me personally, kind of gives it that vibe of, okay, I'm into it because I'm
here. Sure, and also it's under the umbrella of this is flirty conversation.
Yes, when you, absolutely.
When you're in like a dance party, you can't go, well, I don't want to dance. You know, you gotta, you know, so
you're there.
You have to admit to the reality of the surroundings. And when you message over the dating app, now you're in the dating app surroundings. So you can't be like, well, how is mom and dad? No. This is to talk about dating and talk about moving this forward. I agree with you. I think keeping it on that app and having some flirty conversation, that's a great idea. I think also like, I think she needs to stop thinking that they were friends before.
Yeah.
Like, guys don't... everyone is using these apps as kind of a emotional crutch. We're all
coping
using
device.
It. It's a coping device to be able... Well, to really know, like, you know, it's way harder to go up to your friend in a bar and be like, you look great tonight. I think we, you know, and start flirting with them. It's way easier to have the app go, hey, you two, you're attracted.
Exactly.
That's what the match means. It just means that you two are attracted to each other. So it's like, this is a subtle, this is, oh my God. But this app is to give you both the nudge to go, to own a piece of their brain. So the thing you know in their brain is that they are attracted to you. That's what you know, plain and simple. So you should live in that world. Hey, and I would say to him, like, hey, we should, I think her best move is to write, hey, we should definitely get a drink when this is done.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that because, I mean, if you're thinking
start at that,
what's, Yeah, just go for it. Because honestly, what's the worst that could happen? Him be like, no, I don't want to drink. And nobody's going to say that.
Well, also it lets him know where you stand.
Exactly. This isn't,
you go, hey, funny seeing you here. We should definitely get a drink when this ends. And then that is you going, I'm here, legs wide open, ready to go, baby. And it's like, he can't look at that and go, there's no, and if he doesn't act on that, he wasn't serious about it from the get-go.
100%.
If he doesn't act on it, because then you'll go, well, maybe he was confused. No. No one will be confused by, hey, we should definitely get a drink when this is over. Then then you guys hang out, go over text, go over the app. But if that's said in the beginning, now you're under the understanding of like, that's what I want. And if you don't want to make that happen, that's cool. But I've stated what I want.
Exactly. And I think that definitely, you're like you said, like establishes where you stand and where things should go from there. So if he wants to pivot and be like, I just did this because I wanted to, like, I just saw you on it. But if he's like, yeah, let's do it, then you guys can take it from there and not have to feel confused about what's going on as much.
Yeah, it's a tone setter.
Yeah.
You know, like it just lets everyone know, like everyone in this text conversation, this is where I want to be at some point.
Mm-hmm.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We'll do one more. Does that sound good, Kay?
Yeah, I'm down.
Awesome. Killing it at Kay York City. This one, I like it because it's on the same subject. Friends to feelings, back to friends. Jared, love being able to add your podcast into my daily routine. I'll get right to it. I worked with this guy for over a year, and we first started off as good friends. Things got a little complicated when we made out and both admitted we had feelings for each other. But since we worked together, we wanted to keep being just friends. There was still flirty and chemistry that would happen, but he always stuck to the story of not wanting to date coworkers. He ended up leaving the job and we still were very close. I brought it up one last time, the possibility of us maybe giving dating a try, and he said he sees me as a really good friend and doesn't want to ruin that. Now I'm questioning if he really had any feelings at all for me while working together or what his deal is now. Also, do you think it's possible to go back to just being good friends? Kay, what do you think?
I mean, I think it's possible to going back and being friends. I mean, as if you just made out or whatever, like, and yeah, you had said you had feelings for each other, but
it's definitely possible to going back to friends, but he has stated, she asked the question, and I think that the most important things to answer, I'm questioning if he had really had feelings for me while working together. Here's the answer to her question. Women a lot of times want like in a black or white zone. Like is on a spectrum. So this guy, this guy's attracted to you. He wants to fuck you. He doesn't want to date you long term. So that doesn't mean he doesn't like you. That doesn't mean he doesn't think you're attractive. It just means he is only open to being casual with you. So what a lot of people do is they start as friends. And that's a lie. That's two people lying to each other because they don't want to get turned down. Then they have this make out. And then the one person's more into it than the other. The one person's like, so what do we do now?
There's always one person more into it.
Always.
Than the other.
And then the other person goes, well, we work together. I don't want to ruin the friendship. I don't want to ruin this. I don't want to ruin that. And they the other person goes, yeah, this friendship and work, you're right. And so you have one person using the excuse of work and friendship to get you to a place where they don't have to get more serious and make the decision yours. So she's just getting revealed the whole thing now. She's finding out now that, yeah, he liked you enough to fuck you. He never liked you enough to date you and make you the responsibility and have to deal with that at his workplace. And now that he's out of work, he's like, we made out and that was fun, but I'm not looking to get in a relationship with this person. And he's using work and the friendship to get out of it and not be a dick. And so I think when she's like, I'm questioning, he really had feelings for you, but it just wasn't, it was in the spectrum. It wasn't, I want to date you, but it wasn't, I can't stand this person.
Well, then I guess it's not even like, can you go back to being friends? Because like, were you friends in the first place?
Not at all. That's the that's what happens at the end of this tale, is that you guys weren't really friends. He used friendship to get to know you and to flirt with you, and you might have too. They both might have done that. So they both use friendship as this like disguise for like, but I'm really attracted to you. Like in reality, like the dating app would have made this conversation. If they had found each other on a dating app, it would have made it easier.
Definitely would have made it easier.
Right? Because they'd be like, oh, we should go get drinks. And then he'd be like, well, what about work? And you'd be like, well, we'll meet up late night. And it's like, then he would have gotten what he wanted, or you would have said no to late night. Like, you know, then you would have seen the spectrum for what it is. At work, it's an all or nothing play. It's we're together, we report this to HR, or hey, we shouldn't
literally
do this.
Not. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm or so lucky I don't work with a bunch of guys, because I would be like fucked.
It's tough. It's tough. And it's tough to like figure out what's friendship, what's not friendship. But I understand where she's saying, where she's like, was I living in delusion? You weren't living in delusion.
No.
He was just using work and friendship as an excuse to get more
Let
serious.
You down because, easy.
Yeah. And because also with the work people, there's no casual. It's either we date or we do nothing. And it's like, or we're just fucking. And it's like, you said to him, what do we do with this? And he was like, well, it ain't going to be just casual. So I'm going to say we're too much of friends.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I also would like, if you don't feel strongly enough, like that strong enough to be friends with him and to put in this effort, then I like, who fucking cares?
Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Kay, thank you for coming on. This is fantastic.
This is so fun. I love being on your podcast.
I love having you on. Everyone needs to go follow Kay at Kay York City. Go listen to The Bachelor. Fantastic podcast. I know we got a lot of Bachelor fans. Go check out Love is Virtual.
The feeling is virtual.
The feeling is virtual. I'm sorry.
The feeling is virtual.
I'm going to be watching. I'll be watching. I'll be commenting.
Do you
I'm
have
in.
Any friends? Betches.com/casting. Let's go.
If you or anyone you know would like to date Kay York City.
Exactly.
Kay, thank you again for coming on. This was great.
Thank you.
Guys, we'll be back next episode. Boom.